Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This episode of Great Therapy is brought to you by Caraway. Visit carawayhome.com/vine to take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. Progressive, quote at progressive.com to join the over 27 million drivers who trust Progressive. And apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Wine.
Lots of grapes.
It's time for Off the Vine Grape Therapy. Welcome to your weekly session. Caitlin and friends are here to share unfiltered advice, lots of laughs, and some major breakthroughs. So put your feet up, pop a cork, and get ready for some grape therapy.
All right, welcome to Grape Therapy. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow, and your session is starting right meow. And I am a woman of the people, and I know my people, and I know what the people want. So I think it would be a disservice to the vinos if I didn't give you just a little quick 10-minute thought process on this week's episode of The Bachelorette. But since I recorded with Kendall when I was in LA, my producers and I thought we would do a little recap before we get into my interview with her. And this week's episode was weird. Am I right?
You're right.
Felt like a parody of The Bachelorette.
Yeah, like I get it. You're trying to switch things up and like you've been doing the same format for so many years and that format has worked and people are getting bored. But this wasn't even, in my opinion, this wasn't even good TV. It was just weird. And like I didn't feel it was too much to be feeling any connections. And the ones that did have connections, I was like, oh, I feel like we didn't even get to see like that date. I feel like it was just like, hey, I feel like a bit of a mess. Okay. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Get ahead of yourself.
Getting a little excited.
I'm just thinking of that date with Gabby and Eric because he was like about to open up and he was like, yeah, I'm like, I don't remember what he said, but she was like, okay, I need a minute. And then she went and had like a little moment where she was like, I'm not feeling worthy of this position. Well, no shit, you're not, because they make you feel that way because they're putting you against another person who's the complete opposite of you. And you're like, am I like worthy of this? Is she? Are we both? Why are we doing this? So then she came back and she was trying to explain her feelings to him. And he was like, yeah, I understand. And then she just like jumped on his lap. And then that was the end of their date. And I was like, wait, what?
We definitely missed something there, though.
Yeah.
I feel like her portion of that episode was edited for her insecurities, and like that date, that's what they edited it for. So I feel like we missed him saying something to her that like prompted that conversation. Like
there's a TikTok where you could see like from a different camera angle, his mouth was moving like while she was talking. And so it was like they made it look like he just said absolutely nothing, but then you can see his lips moving from a different angle. So it's like it's getting really sketchy.
That's so shitty. Like it literally is making a story of her being insecure. And like, that's not what you should portray a woman as. Like, she's the bachelorette. Like, this should be like a boss ass woman empowerment time. And they're just like, let's just focus on her insecurities here.
Yeah. Cause it's okay to have both. Like, the two things can exist. She can feel like a boss sometimes and she can feel insecure at times. We don't need to only focus on her being insecure. And then it was like they wanted to take turns. Like, okay, we'll make Gabby really insecure at the beginning and then she'll have her moment and then Rachel will feel really insecure at the end and we'll just go back and forth like that. And I even felt, even on the first one-on-one date with Rachel and Zach, like it was all so cute. I actually cried during it. I thought it was like so sweet and special. But same thing with, he was like trying to open up about, he was talking about his mom and then he wanted to open up about his dad. And as soon as he said one thing, it was like, we used to do that too. And then the date was over. And then I was like, wait, what? Like, everything just felt very abrupt and cut off and like no context and like too short.
And I feel like they were showing the wrong things, like things that I didn't really care to see. So like when like the Queer Eye guy, I'm going to butcher Karamo. His name. Thank you.
Karamo. Yeah.
When he was on and they were doing the little like outfit part, I'm like, yeah. I don't care to see all of these outfits. Like, I want to see them talking.
And I always say this every single season. I'm like, and you know, maybe I say this every season, but I've just not seen the connections yet. And then you do by the end, but I'm still feel like they're being taken away because of we're spending too much time on the fact that there's two bachelorettes. And it's just hard to decipher who is there for who, because then they're sending Gabby in when Rachel's on her date and like, ooh, who goes for her? Like, they're just trying to make it messier than it has to be, almost. I don't know. But then it's not messy enough. And the guys are like, ooh, I want to respect the situation. And then it's like feelings get hurt. And let me just also say that if I was hosting this season, I'd have much different opinions, because I would be like, well, you know what? This is how this season's going. And it's great. And we're it would be a whole other season because I would be hosting. But like, I can't stand up for it this season. I can't.
When I was watching that big group date, and like Gabby kind of like went missing, obviously, because she was hurt. And like the guys were saying that they weren't interested in her and were saying some super rude shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I kept thinking to myself, like, this right here is why the show needs a woman. The Bachelorette specifically needs a woman to host, because like Gabby's not going to go to Rachel and tell her about this during the date because she's going to ruin her time. Like, she's going to, like, she wants Rachel to have a good time. So she's not going to run up to Rachel and be like, Hayden told me I'm rough around the edges, because that's just going to ruin her night. So, like, she needed somebody to go to. And, like, Jesse was just non-existent. Like, he just, like, wasn't there.
He's not involved. I feel like they're taking turns, like, narrating the episode themselves. And there's just not a host other than, like, Karamo.
Like, I felt the same way, but and then I'm sure there's going to be all these Reddit articles of like, Caitlin needs to get over it, and like she's not the host and she thinks that, but I'm not even saying me necessarily. Like, I just think I like the idea of a woman hosting The Bachelorette and a man to host The Bachelor, but at the same time, I totally understand wanting a consistent host across the board. So it's like so hard, because they gave us a taste of what women hosting would look like and then took it away. So then we're like opening up to that idea and seeing the value of it, and then it's gone. So now we're really seeing how much it lacks that kind of, I don't know, compassion from a woman to a woman. But I don't know. It's just the whole thing, it just didn't even feel like, I like, sometimes I can watch reality TV and be like, I get it, it's good TV. This didn't even feel like good TV to me. It felt sad. It felt like they were doing exactly what they said they're not going to do and pit them against each other. And the fact that they like sat in the same room and had to like have the guys deny them and then have Jesse take away a rose and like just come in and be like, I'm just going to take that right here. And I'm just going to take that right away from you. It was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah, that was super weird. I read somewhere, I don't know if this is like super factual, but like when I was just sifting around, that Rachel started out with more roses than Gabby. Like, what's weird is like, so like, did they plan for that to happen? Like, did they know how this is going to play out? And then it ended, and so Rachel had 8 and Gabby had 9. And then there's like the lingering meatball situation. So like, did they plan for it to be like 9 and 9 and like for that drama to occur? Like, how? I don't get it. I'm so confused.
Wait, how many guys did you have when it was week 3?
Oh, God, I don't remember.
I feel like they really got the short on the stick. Like, they don't have any guys left.
Yeah, they've completely split it in half.
It's true. They're completely split it. And like, I mean, it would be it would almost be better if the two women didn't like each other, because then it would be like, ooh, this is good TV. But they're friends, and they like it. That just makes it sad to me, because they're protecting each other, which is so lovely to see. But they're like, well, what if she likes him? Or like, okay, well, you know what? They already have a connection, so I'm not going to go for that. And it's just like, I don't know. I'm so sick of watching these two women compete for the same guys when they already did that. This is supposed to be their chance to be the Bachelorette and for them to have their power and feel desired. And I don't know. And I'm sure people said things to Rachel that we just didn't see. They just wanted Gabby to have her moment of insecurities. And the whole thing,
I was just... last week was Rachel's. Rachel was insecure last week. So
exactly.
It's like, that's how it's going to be every week. Someone's insecure.
I I don't know. I'll tell you who has all the confidence in the world, and that's Grandpa John. I love that guy. He's literally just like, yeah, what are we doing? Is there any tricks here? Give me a beer. Like,
yeah, Grandpa John for Senior Bachelor. Like,
oh my,
literally.
Wait, is he married?
No. Remember on the date? Yeah,
bowling check.
Oh yeah. Wait, but I thought Gabby said. Oh, so did she pass or something? Because Gabby said they were married forever. Okay. Oh, then 100%. I wonder if that's what they're setting him up for. Is Senior Bachelor? Oh, I die. Okay, I can't wait for senior drama. That's kind of sad too.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. I don't know how I would feel about a senior.
I don't one either. But if it was Gabby's grandpa, I'd probably tune in.
Yeah, I don't mean to brag, but I had the most amazing package waiting for me at my door the other day, and it's been a real game changer. I'm talking about my beautiful, non-toxic, modern cookware set from Caraway Home. It is so freaking chic. I got my set in this really pretty cream color, but truly all of their options were amazing, and it makes my kitchen just look so nice and makes cooking just that much more enjoyable. Caraway Home's non-toxic kitchenwares are all designed for the modern home and feature a chemical-free ceramic coating, so food can be prepared with peace of mind that no hard-to-pronounce compound will leach into your healthy ingredients. So it's incredible. Their cookware set, the one that I got, is a modern and chemical-free iteration of the traditional 16-piece set boiled down to four essentials: a fry pan, a saute pan, a saucepan, and a Dutch oven. They also have a bakeware set for all of your baking necessities. So one thing that I love about all of my cookware is that the naturally slick surface means you really just have to use the minimal butter or oil on everything. Just slides right off the pan. It's amazing and makes cleaning up super easy. We love an easy cleanup. So whether you're getting this for yourself or as a gift, you cannot go wrong with anything Caraway makes. It's just gorgeous and amazing. So visit carawayhome.com/vine to take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners, so visit carawayhome.com/vine or use code VINE at checkout. Caraway, CARAWAY, non-toxic cookware made modern.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Oh, can we talk about Gabby visiting the mansion and the guys just deciding to play football with her? Like,
you know, this is how it happens. This happened to Michelle season two, when there's that many bros who have clearly like formed a bromance, as you can see at the end of the rose ceremony when it turned into the NFL draft and they were like high-fiving whoever came out was on like their side. What happens is when it's this early, these guys have spent so much more time with each other than they have with the Bachelorette, and they actually form friendships. And I remember being scared each rose ceremony that Becca Tilly was going to get sent home. She kept being like, I think I'm going to go home. I think he's going to send me home. And I'd be like, I can't lose you. Like, we were so close in the house that I feel like that friendship was really like so strong. I think what happens when you're not prepared, you're all just sitting around, you think you're just like having a chill guy's day like you do every other day. And if somebody, you know, is going to walk in, it's probably Jesse to tell you news or to prep you for something. So then when Gabby walks in, they're all like, oh, snap. And then they're like, well, shit, we're just having a bro day and we haven't like been set up for this. So usually there's been structure to the show. Like, okay, we know we wake up at this hour, we get mic'd at this hour, somebody comes in at this hour, then we have a date at this hour, and then we go to the rose ceremony, and then there's a cocktail party. And when somebody just shocks you like that, they're like, oh shit, a producer hasn't told me what's going on or how to act. Do we steal her? Do we just like vibe with each other? And they're all just like friends at this point. So I don't know. I get why it gets weird at that point, but also it's the shittiest feeling when you're like, I should walk into a room and feel desired by these men I'm apparently dating, and you don't. That's a terrible feeling. I wish we could have Gabby or Rachel. No, Gabby, because she was there. Just call her up as like a call a friend and know what happened. But her contract won't allow that.
Just call her right now. And we'll deal with it later.
Yeah. We'll figure out the logistics.
We'll just beep out like everything she says. We'll just hear one side of the conversation.
Yeah. Well, we only see one side from editing. So it's only fair we get another side.
I have to say, Alicia and I like tried to do some field reporting.
Yeah.
Because do you know what Mavericks is in San Diego?
Why do I know
it's,
that?
Because it's like where Katie Thurston and John had like their couples debut. Like it's like a place in Pacific Beach where like a bunch of people from the show party. And I live kind of close to it. And they do bachelor watch parties every Monday. Oh. So we went. And we were going to
both of you went?
Like, yeah, she was visiting me.
Oh my gosh, yes, tell me everything.
So we went together and we were like planning on maybe trying to like interview people during the commercial breaks, but we got high and then we did not talk to anyone.
Like we didn't even talk to each other.
We just
you just sat there like high, like what is it? High as pterodactyl's Kite? Tits.
Oh.
You never heard that?
No.
I don't think that's a common phrase.
Wait, I'm Googling this. Higher than pterodactyl tits. I swear that's a thing.
I think you made that up.
You made that up. Should we add it to the Off the Vine dictionary?
Wait, I'm literally gonna... Okay, I'm messaging my friend. Hey, Brew. I'm doing a podcast right now, and I just said that somebody was higher than pterodactyl tits. Is that a thing? I feel like you said that once. Can you confirm or deny? Okay, we'll see what he says. Okay, so you were both really high and didn't even talk to each other, so you didn't get the job done. You're both fired.
No. We're both fired. She's very unprofessional.
I know. We thought it would be fun to, like, go up to tables and be like, so, what did you think of, like, this that happened, but we're like, maybe we could still do that.
You should. We, because you could be like, hey, I'm Caitlin's producers for Off the Vine.
Yeah.
Give us your hot take. And then you could like pull me up on a FaceTime or something. Mm. And I could be like, they're legit.
They're not weird.
They're not lying. Yeah. Yeah. They're not weird.
I know they're my weird. Producers. But no, you're like, they are weird, but they're actually, also my producers.
Right. But they are. And that makes sense. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We talked about doing it like, so I have watch parties in Wisconsin. They're like not as fancy. Like they're like hillbilly, like dive bar watch parties.
That's even better.
It's so great. And then Madison has like this like super nice one. So I'm like, you could report live from San Diego. I report live from Wisconsin. And then we get like compare the people's opinions from across the country.
This is good. I like that you guys are always brainstorming.
We're
so
always on.
Creative.
Yeah. Even if you don't come through, you're thinking about it and you're trying.
Yeah.
We're A for effort. Except for we just get high and sit there. But like if I'm gonna go back to Mavericks, like I can't go alone. Like maybe there's some vinos who live in San Diego who want to go to Mavericks and watch. Because I can't just go sit there by myself. It's too awkward.
That's such a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Now follow through. Yeah. Are you gonna follow through?
Okay. They can DM off the vine.
DM off the vine if you're in San Diego and want to go to a watch party and interview people.
Yeah.
Love it. Okay, great.
And well, highly doubt anybody is in Madison, Wisconsin, but if you are.
I hope so. I love people from there. I really do. I feel like they're like fellow like prairie people, like Alberta. Where I'm from, I feel like people in Wisconsin are similar to that. I don't know why.
I'm just like Laura Ingalls Wilder, like Little House on the Prairie over here.
Yeah. That was me. Wait, I have a voice note back from Alex about high as pterodactyl tits.
Oh, hey, Brew. Oh, you got me thinking now. I don't think I've ever said that. No, but I swear I've heard it. And I would have guessed that you said it. So, no. I know I've heard something like higher than the giraffe balls or something. Like, I know there's an animal one that you can compare it to. But pterodactyl tits, I don't think that's me. I don't really get it.
What? Where did that come from?
I swear. Okay.
That's really funny. Is it from a movie?
I don't know, but it's on a Reddit thread.
Oh.
Hey.
Somebody tweeted it. I was higher than pterodactyl tits last night and said extra crust instead of extra cheese on my pizza. Higher than gas prices right now.
Oh, that's good.
Higher than a giraffe's pussy. I hate that word. Okay, higher than a cat's back. Higher than the interest rate on your student loans. Higher than a hippie in a hot air balloon. I think pterodactyl tits is funny. Because those are high up in the sky, you know what I mean?
Kind of.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay, did anything else? Oh, my. The cocktail party was canceled. Shocker. It's always like that. Okay, there's always at least three cocktail parties that are canceled. We said this at the beginning. Like, where are they going to go from here? Because now they're going to be separate. And then do we think Meatball's going to get a second chance?
Yes.
He does.
He's in the preview.
Oh.
They're wow. Like, does he or doesn't he? And then they show the preview for next week and Meatball's like running down a field.
Yeah.
Wow. They really left us on a cliffhanger there. Apparently me. I didn't even see that. Oh, I didn't watch the preview for next week. That's why. Pino has this toy here. Look at it. I always watch Pino because I don't want him chewing up and swallowing the rubber. So I'm like, if he's ever playing with it, I always make sure. And he always just rips it up and then spits out the little pieces. But then Ramen goes and eats those little pieces of rubber. And I all of a sudden was hearing him chewing like something that sounded like rubber. And he's like swallowing it. And now I'm freaked out because he's probably going to puke.
My dog ate Alicia's bra while she was here.
Oh, so shit. That,
I feel I do need to send you a new bra. Remind me about that.
Yeah. It was my only bra. It's the only bra I own. So. Now I just go braless. Like, no bras.
Welcome to my world. I never wear a bra. Ever. I hate bras.
I do too. But I also don't want to be like Saggy Tip McGee when I'm
She also didn't wear
my 70s.
She wasn't going to wear a bra when we were going out to dinner. And we quickly discovered that that was not a good idea. So she,
why? What was the outfit?
She's just across the room. And she walks in and it's like full areola. Like, I'm like, I across the room, I can see your nipples. Like,
and I'm
going
like,
to meet my family.
Yeah. I was meeting her family for the first time. And I'm like, is this appropriate? And she's like, definitely not. Like, I can literally see your areolas from across the room.
Areolas. It's such a classy way to say nip. Well, I'm very curious to see what is going to happen next week because I don't like it. They're having to just compete again and I hate it.
Yeah.
I think they're doing a great job with it. Let me actually end with that.
Yeah.
Given the circumstances and how much I hate it and I'm not happy about any of it, I will say they are handling it as best as they possibly could. I love them both for this position, and I don't know if I could have done it that whole season.
Do you think, and I'm asking this for a reason, do you think that Hayden looks like Grocery Store Joe?
100,000%.
Like Paul Rudd in Grocery Store Joe had a child.
Yes, but Grocery Store Joe's genes were just a little stronger.
A little stronger.
Yeah.
Because Grocery Store Joe's ex... Kendall is now the episode.
What transition, ladies and gentlemen, Madison. Hey,
she is a pro. She is a pro.
Real well. You're welcome.
Let's see what she has to say. Oh my God, I love it.
This week's Grape Therapy is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking without even knowing it. While you're listening to me talk, you're probably driving, cleaning, exercising, maybe grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there is something else that you can be doing right now. And that's getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy and you could save money by doing it right from your own phone. And drivers who save by switching to Progressive save over $700 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 27 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2020 and May 2021. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, so pets can wiggle their way into the center of your life. They command your heart and your snacks, and at some point you find yourself making decisions that revolve around them. I get it. Like looking for a pet-friendly place. Apartments.com has helped millions of renters find their perfect place to live and has the most pet-friendly listings on the internet, which is cool. So you can find a rental with roll-worthy carpet for getting tummy rubs and a place near a park for walks or that perfectly sunlit window sill for a cozy afternoon nap. There might even be a room or two in there for you, pet person. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Okay, tell us what you had for breakfast.
I'm not really a big breakfast eater.
What's with you LA people not eating breakfast?
I don't either.
Because I like to work out first before, because I don't feel like it's like heavy in my stomach.
You don't want to be doing a freaking burpee while you have a waffle in your belly.
I was just going to say, what about a little protein waffle before you go? That's what I do.
Some people are like that. I feel like I have more energy when I don't eat.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, it gives me like a little bit of like foraging mentality of like, I must find food. So I'm just like more perky and more aware of situations.
And your body starts to eat itself, eat fat. And
see?
It's great.
Yeah, it kills two birds one stone, you know?
No, you guys. Yes. I'm like, eat all day, every day a lot because it speeds up your metabolism. That's my way of looking at it.
I think there's like, I like to shock my body into different ways of eating. Mm. So I used to do intermittent fasting. I used to not eat meat. And now I like occasionally have meat and I'll try to have breakfast.
Yeah.
And plus Mitch is like a big breakfast eater. So
I like that bonding time. Like having breakfast together is sweet.
I'm like a coffee person. Like in the morning, I like to have my coffee and then, but Mitch doesn't drink coffee. So we're kind of just like,
and missing each other on the morning routines there.
If you know that your partner, like if you don't have to work out, are you then down to have breakfast? Because if I'll throw it down for a breakfast if I know I'm not going to like work out that morning.
Yeah.
I think I just gotten to a point where I'm not really hungry in the mornings. Like I don't really eat until like 2. It's probably not good. It's probably not good. I just don't think about it. I know.
Holy shit. I'm on like my fourth meal by 2.
I feel like I should switch it up a little bit more. I just think about it because I'm like doing things and I'm like, oh yeah, I have to do that.
Oh my. So. 2 o'clock.
I know.
What do you do for workouts?
I just joined a gym, like right by a couple blocks from where I live. Mm-hmm. But normally I would do just HIIT workouts.
Yeah.
But now I'm really liking doing like the little elliptical.
Oh, yeah.
The stair stepper.
I love the stair stepper.
I didn't even know that was... I mean, I knew it was a workout, but I didn't think it was a big workout. I'm like, that's such a lazy workout. And then I started doing it, and I was like, this is really hard.
It's so hard. The stair climber gets me every time. Like, that to me is like one of the... If I have to go do the stair climber, I'm like dreading it, because I'm like, that's going to kill me. Yeah. I would rather... Like, I'm into lifting weights, and I would rather like go for an hour and just lift heavy weights than go 20 minutes on the stair climber and get it over with.
Yeah, I try to do it early, because then I get it over with, and then my... like. The chill out is the weights.
Yeah.
You know, so I just get the hard stuff out of the way.
Well, not to make it about a physical appearance, but you look great. Like,
thank you.
Not just body talk. Like, you just look glowing and happy and sweet, and you always do. But how are you feeling today in a movie title?
Ooh, I love that question. How are you feeling today? Can I answer too?
Please.
Oh, I love this.
I'm trying to think of movie. I'm so bad with movie titles.
Life is Beautiful.
Oh, I love that one.
Sweet.
Yes.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Sweet.
Yeah. That's how I feel right now in this moment. Life
is
Beautiful.
Oh, sweet.
Great movie. Alberto
Bernini.
Okay, then
I won't say mine.
Oh, no.
Mine's like The Perfect Storm.
Storms are brewing.
Yeah, storms are brewing. Perfect storm.
I think of up. Just like up. Positive.
That's
happy.
Nice.
You know, uplifted.
Shit, I am dark and twisty today. I'm not the perfect storm. I am actually in a great mood being here today.
You're feeling good.
I'm feeling good. I feel like I'm interested in this in general because you, to me, are a very fascinating human being. Like, I always, you're just like, you're so like an old soul, but you're also like, I feel like you know a lot about a lot.
A broad but shallow pool of knowledge. So
I like that. Yeah. I like that though. But you're just so fascinating. And I want to know what kind of movies you like in general.
Some of my favorite movies, I really like movies from the 70s.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say something like that.
Only because they're like cheesy and like they take themselves so seriously.
Yeah.
But it's just not scary. Maybe it was scary then, but like 70s version of Time Machine where they had, you know, the weird suits on where they're trying to have these monsters or Godzilla. Like I used to do monster movie nights with my dad. And
you
watch like all the Godzilla movies. And
see, I knew this was a good question. I knew you were going to have a good answer for that.
Yeah. Oh, and then Harold and Maude.
What's that?
It's like this.
Great.
It's an awesome movie where it has to do with like this older woman that's about to turn 80 and then this younger gentleman that's like 21 or something. And then they end up having a relationship.
What?
And it's like in the 70s. It's very like hippie and he's
legal?
Like really depressed and she loves life and they inspire each other. I don't
know. Oh, like not a romantic relationship.
Oh, it is romantic. Oh, yeah. They get down in that movie.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's really good. It's a good movie. You'll laugh.
Okay.
You'll
what
cry.
Was that Barbara Walters movie from the 70s? I love Barbara Walters. Barbara Walters. What the f***?
I was like, she was in a movie in the 70s.
Oh, my God.
Barbara Streisand?
Thank you. Yeah. Babs Streisand.
Yeah.
The movie, she's in a park. Barefoot in the Park. Is that the name of it?
I don't know. I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's so
Barefoot
sweet.
In the Park?
Barefoot in the Park.
Babs. Oh, I just love it.
Barefoot.
70s.
Does she dance Barefoot in the Park?
Sure does.
I feel like there has to be a scene like that. That sounds so freeing. Mm-hmm.
Also, it was Jane Fonda. It was Jane Fonda.
Thank you so much.
How could you confuse Barbra Streisand with Jane Fonda?
Babs did a movie too that was like very similar vibes, but I don't know. Barefoot in the Park's great. Anyway,
I haven't seen it.
I love all those movies and that time too. It's great.
Okay, well, I'm inspired. I am. I'm not just saying that. Do you know who Caitlin Riley is?
I feel like I'm a very like face person. Like if I see them, I'll know. I'm really bad with names.
I'm going to show you because, Lo, I also think this is going to be a new follow for you. She's...
Oh, my God. I know exactly who she is.
Some more TikTok.
I've watched all her videos.
She's so funny. I feel like it's just a really good follow.
Would love her stuff.
But we were talking and your name came up, actually, because we were talking about slugs. One of the guys in their bios, they said he hates slugs. And she goes, and then we're like, well, who doesn't like slugs? And I said, I bet Kendall Long likes slugs.
I was just telling my friend the other day that my favorite insect currently are slugs and snails.
Stop.
Wow.
Because yeah. I was researching them and they're just cute. They shoot little love dart arrows, this like mucus at each other. And they have romantic sex, like trapeze sex off of slime.
Wow.
They're so
trapeze
cool.
Trapeze sex.
It's kind of like trapeze sex where they'll take this little mucus like line and they'll like suspend above air and like have sex.
And then
I love that you're doing this on your Instagram. What made you obviously you've always been into like facts about, well, you collected taxidermy.
Yeah. So, I mean, I collect taxidermy because I study zoology, botany, entomology on the side. So primarily I like living animals.
Yes.
But
primarily.
You love a carcass.
I do. I also do love a good carcass.
She does. She does. She does.
So I just, I've always been curious about animals, research them all the time. I feel like my friends were just tired of me saying animal facts. So I decided to tell TikTok.
Take it to the gram. Oh, yeah. On TikTok. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
TikTok must love you.
It's actually so cool. There's an amazing community in like the science animal world that I've met through TikTok.
Really?
Yeah. They're just, everyone's just so supportive. They're like, hey, you're doing great stuff. I'm like, you're doing great stuff. And so we follow each other and we like collaborate. It's really cool.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. I always find it fascinating. And I'm not going to lie. When I see people post videos that are longer than like a certain amount of time, I usually scroll. But on yours, I'm like, I would like to learn something today.
I would do a 58 minute Kendall Long. If you
That's very
2 sweet. Hours, 58 minutes, sign me up on slugs.
That's on slugs alone.
There's a lot to say about slugs, so that could be possible.
And I like that you'll sometimes have like visuals. Like you'll do like, I like visuals too.
I would like to know if you knew this. I learned this through Kendall. Dolphins are evil.
They are so evil.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
I don't trust a dolphin.
Okay. I didn't either, they're mean. But I didn't know it was a fact.
They are mean.
They are mean.
Yeah. Well, they're just...
They're aggressive.
They're aggressive and they like sex. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I feel like they do really crazy, intense things to get that.
Yeah. Yeah. Dolphins, aren't they the only other mammal on the planet that have sex for pleasure?
Bonobo chimps do.
Oh.
And there's another animal that they know of that enjoys sex.
Huh.
I'll remember it in a bit. But yeah, there are a couple. It's hard to measure.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. How do you measure that?
Because certain animals, they could only have sex during certain times of the year, whereas animals that can have sex like year round are usually the ones that can kind of have pleasure with it.
Interesting. Yeah. Don't you just love listening to it?
I do. Yeah. And I don't trust dolphins either.
You shouldn't. No, yeah. They have been known to hump humans in kayaks. And
I wonder why. Well, do they eat meat? Like, will they eat a human?
I know. Not that I know of. Yeah.
But they'll rip you up.
Octopus. They like when they eat octopus, they like tear them limb from limb and just like throw them in the air.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Incredible. And then they go and hump humans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They also like masturbate with coral.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Masturbate with coral. They are sexual animals.
It just sounds really like a coral's
those little
really
perverts of the ocean.
Yeah, that sounds like a hurts. Are.
Yeah.
It does sound like it hurts, but maybe they had some really
dolphins are the little pervies
durable.
Of the ocean.
Yeah, and they like the pain.
What is your kindred soul animal?
Yeah.
Ooh, I have thought about this. Oh. Well, I have two answers. So the first one is I've always just like felt my soul was aligned with a fruit bat. They're like flying puppies and they eat grapes. If you look at like baby fruit bat eating grapes, they are so adorable.
Baby fruit bat eating grapes.
Mm-hmm. Their eyes are so huge and I just feel like they like hanging out upside down. They have nipples on their armpits.
What?
Oh my God.
This not that video, I have nipples on my armpits.
Literally
so,
a video
but...
of Kendall at home eating a grape right now.
Oh, that is that's cute.
Awesome. Yeah. So... I eat grapes just like that. So
that is
sweet.
Wait, that is really cute.
Isn't that cute?
At first, I was like, ew, no, it's just a bat. But no, it really, once I saw
see,
it,
that's
eating
the thing that I like about them because initially it's like, oh, ew, that's weird.
Yeah.
Which I can relate to with like the whole taxidermy thing. But I'm like, but if you look deeper into it, it's actually really cool. So
there's a beauty in it.
Yeah.
There's a beauty in it. And it's fascinating, just like you.
You little fruit bat.
What is your soul animal?
Do you know what it is? I thought you know what it is. You 100%. Your picture is literally my soul animal because it's the animal I love the
it
most.
It is? My picture is?
Oh, yeah. I'll show you.
What if you don't know your password.
I don't.
Oh, no.
I don't. Oh, my God. There she is.
Oh, yeah. Duh. An orca whale.
Oh, orcas are. I love orca whales.
I'm obsessed.
Yeah, you are. I forgot.
I love orcas. And so, yeah, they're the number one predator in the ocean, right?
Yeah. Are you talking about killer whales?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Because they are, I actually just listened to
yes.
I'm like, I just researched killer whales, but we don't have to go into a whole killer whale rant. But I love killer whales.
Yeah. I'm a big fan. I love them. I think they're beautiful and intelligent.
They're beautiful
and
too.
They're in little pods.
Each group of killer whales actually has their own distinct, like, clicks and sounds. They make different communication.
Really?
And so then when you put orcas together that aren't from the similar family groups, they can't communicate.
Yeah. Oh, that makes me want to cry.
I know.
Is precious as hell.
It is. They're really great.
They're beautiful.
Man, now I want to change my soul animal.
Oh, go ahead. I mean, what was your original one?
I'm not a golden retriever.
Golden retrievers are lovely.
They're the best.
They love
them. I'm obsessed with them. Okay, well, wait. What would you guys say I am?
I would say either a peacock.
Ooh.
A proud peacock.
Really?
Beautiful feathers.
But I'm so, like, so insecure at times.
Oh, I know, but that's okay. Peacocks can be insecure.
Oh, but I still puff my feathers like I'm not.
Flaunt it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, show off your stuff.
Yeah, I flaunt my insecurities. I really do.
And they're
all the time.
Look at my feathers.
Yeah.
I would say that, or I'm trying to think what other animal. Ooh, you know what I would say? Like a black, is it a?
Jaguar?
Yeah, I'm thinking of a car. No, a panther, a black panther.
Oh, black panther.
Some sort of a feline.
Ooh, panthers are such solid, they're like on their own. They're loners.
Really?
I feel like they're very social.
No.
No?
No,
really?
That's why I think of her as like a black panther.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I can be social easily.
And they could be cuddly, but they could also kill you.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Gemini.
It's so funny. Like, whenever we are talking about animals, I'm like, I can say a fact about that.
You really do have a fact about everything.
Well, it's a bad fact. Like, when they kill prey, they usually go for the head first, and they crush like skulls.
Wait, who's this now?
Black panthers.
Oh. Yeah, they like crush the skull.
Crush your soul.
Crush your skull. You aim for the skull,
but
for your
want
prey.
The soul.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's. I could do facts about animals all day. With
that's
you.
Cool.
I really could. But
let's stop.
What is your fun? No, I don't want to. I'm literally like, what's your fun fact? What's your fun fact today? What were you like recently researching that you want?
Well, yesterday was National Pigeon Day. I'm sure you know.
Pigeons.
Ew.
Okay. I can go on a huge tangent about pigeons, but okay. They're actually one of my favorite birds.
No!
Yes!
Rats with yes. wings.
Why?
Okay, everyone says that, but they used to send messages between Allied forces in like World War I and World War II, and there was a pigeon named Cherami that saved like 159 soldier lives.
Okay, shit. I like Cher. That pigeon.
Yeah.
Cher really did a number and helped people. Also,
Cher, yeah, right?
Also could have caused a war.
It's true.
Pigeons are evil.
So. Pigeons are not evil. Pigeons, I'm trying to think.
They're intelligent?
They're so intelligent. They're really? One of the only animals that can pass the self-recognition test.
What?
No way. Mm-hmm.
And they can see better than humans, and they're used to save shipwreck survivors because they can spot, because their eyes are better and they can see ultraviolet light. They can spot like people's life vests quicker than humans can, like 2 times faster.
Okay,
wow.
This is so interesting.
That, mm-hmm. Yeah, actually.
Okay, maybe I'll change my tune on pigeons, but I still don't want to be around them.
Yeah. I mean, they're a product of our environment, you know, but they've adapted really well. I think any animal that adapts to humans, we tend to not like.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like rats and mice, we're like, ew, crows, pigeons.
Yeah.
You know, except for squirrels, they have a good rep.
Yeah, but squirrels are literally rats with bushy tails.
See, now squirrels.
I hate squirrels.
It's just because they've learned to live with us as opposed to be pushed away from us. So we're kind of like, you're in my space, when in reality, we took their space, you know? And we're
profound.
Like,
oh my God, that was profound.
Oh my God, that's like the mother this willow tree from
land.
Pocahontas.
Not our land.
I love it.
Right.
Yeah, damn, we're assholes.
We are.
No, but I understand because we see other things that could potentially harbor diseases, threats, and so it's like a natural inclination to want to distance yourself from them. But they're actually a lot. I actually there's this one guy named Drew Lobenstein, and he was a pigeon breeder, and I actually went to his like backyard pigeon like breeding facility.
Come on,
he had over 200 different breeds. I loved it.
That is my personal hell.
Okay, there's like 700 different breeds of pigeon.
What?
Yeah.
There like I had no idea.
Oh, okay. There's like tumbler pigeons. There's like a pigeon fancier.
Tumbler
someone
pigeons?
That raises pigeons. Yeah. Tumbler pigeons were like.
Like the lady from Home Alone 2.
They like tumble and they used to like have competitions to see how far they can like tumble. And they have pigeons that have feathers like Queen Victoria.
You're 100% a pigeon.
Shit.
Yeah.
See, what you once hated, now you embody.
Identify with. Everything she's saying, I'm like, that's Caitlin Bristow if I've ever heard one. They're intelligent.
Maybe this switches my fear of birds. Maybe this is the podcast that changes my fear.
Oh my God. What if we were to blindfold you, hog tie you, and put you in a cage with a bunch of pigeons?
I would never speak to you again. That sounds like cruelty.
They'd probably just hang out and be like curious about you.
Yeah.
But pigeons are really sweet.
They tried to do that to me on my date on the Bachelorette. They put me in an escape room and I had to walk through a room of pigeons first and I refused. I started shaking in a corner and started crying and they had to take the pigeons out.
What started your fear of pigeons?
Yeah. Where did it start?
Or birds in general?
My mom. She was afraid of birds. My uncle would know that she was afraid of birds, so he would let out a bird. I think my grandma had a bird or something, and he would let it out when we were over, and my mom would scream and pull me and my sister into a bathroom and like.
Oh, so you associated it with danger.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Wow. My sister's terrified of birds, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the Tardix. Jason, the needles, his mom, his brother, their whole family, no needles.
Yeah,
they freak out with any needles. But I'm like, why? But he's like, my whole family. It's like, it's almost like that's our family crest. Like,
we wear that fear with honor.
Yeah, it's been passed down from generation to generation.
I'm like, what's my family fear?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like, do you have a fear of any animal?
I think the more you understand things, the less you fear them. Fear is just the unknown. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know how to predict a brain that's unlike your own in like so many different ways.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be afraid of animals, but like I would respect them enough to not tempt them. okay. fight me. Damn. I know what to do in certain animal attacks. So.
I don't want to switch gears, but I'm going to because
that's fine.
But only because I'm so excited to know about your new love interest. You guys are so cute. Oh.
Thank you.
I was so happy for you when I saw you say you had found someone, not because you needed someone, not because you had been through everything you've been through, because I was like, I feel like you just, you're already so confident in who you are as a person. And I feel like you're the kind of person I look at where I go, that's a woman who knows what she wants and is confident in who she is. And she's ready for like love to celebrate in her life. And I felt that for you.
Thank you. Yeah. I felt like I was in a place where I knew myself really well. Mm-hmm. And that's when you attract somebody.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Mitchell Sagely.
It's a great name too.
It's a great name, right? Mitchell it feels calming. Sagely.
Yeah. Yeah. Like sage.
Yeah. Like sage. Yeah. Yeah. It cleanses all the evils.
Yeah. You know, so. He seems just lovely. How long have you two been together?
We have been officially together since Valentine's Day.
Cute.
But our first date was the day after Christmas.
Okay. Boxing Day. That's in Canada. That's
Boxing Day. 26. Why is it called Boxing Day? Do they unbox things?
Okay. I thought
it
was
boxes that were, had fighters. Presents in them.
I think it's for fighters. Mike Tyson, Oscar De La Hoya. Very aggressive culture in Canada.
I heard it and I'm like, why is it Boxing Day?
I have no idea.
I thought it was because you put all your decorations away, you box it all up and put all your Christmas stuff away the next day.
Oh, who does it the day after? That's like overly ambitious.
But it's
not like a week fully until I cleaned it up.
You know how Canada has like adopted many things from the Brits?
Yes.
So Boxing Day in Great Britain and some Commonwealth countries, particularly Australia, Canada, and New Zealand, is December 26th on which servants, tradespeople, and the poor traditionally were presented with gifts.
Oh, that sounds like such a... I don't know how I feel about that. Oh, that's the day for poor people. They don't have actual Christmas.
Poor people
they
get have gifts.
So we have our day, and then we're like, we should probably do something for them.
Sounds... I don't know if I like that.
See, I heard it and I was like, that's so nice of us. That's a Canadian thing to do to
so
just
nice
get,
of
go
the affluent people of Canada.
So like offer, you have your own separate holiday.
Open your clearance box. It's Boxing Day, poor Peter.
These are the gifts I didn't want. You could have. That's awful.
It is awful. I'm not celebrating that anymore.
How would you celebrate? I don't know.
It's, well, there's like Boxing Day sales.
That's even worse.
Now you guys can afford it like that, you know?
We'll make shit.
But I mean, it's kind of like, I don't know. We have days like that, I'm sure, here. Columbus Day. Columbus, we're celebrating that asshole, Columbus Day.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was the worst.
Yeah.
We're all like, ooh, it's a Columbus sale.
We'll take the sale, though, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, I always...
Every country has them.
Yeah, but yeah, back to Mitch. Do you call him Mitch or Mitchell?
Back to Sage.
Mitch?
I was trying to sound fancy saying his full.
What initially attracted you to him? Like, how did you two meet, first of all? I feel like I know this, but I might not. Yeah,
so we met through a mutual friend.
Yeah.
One of his volleyball friends. And it was at, you know, some party, and like a shindig before we went out to bars. And he's just extremely intelligent.
Yeah.
So I was initially attracted to him because he's like, I'm an aerospace engineer. And I was like, that is so sexy.
Yeah, you're like hot.
And then we proceeded to talk about aliens and space.
Yeah.
And what I really liked about him from the get-go was that I would have these random facts, as I often do, but he would have facts to come back and he would expand the conversation as opposed to you being like, that's cool. That's awesome. Which is fine.
Right. But if he actually interacted
with things.
In a lifelong partner, when you're looking for the future.
Yeah.
And someone brings that to the table.
He just taught me new things.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you probably taught him new things.
Exactly. Yeah. He teaches me about space. I teach him about animals. It's great. Great combination.
I would love to hear your conversations.
They're very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever we go on road trips, last road trip we went on, he found a podcast and was like, we're going to listen to this podcast. It was like a 2-hour long podcast. The road trip was like 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I want to have a conversation like based off this podcast. And then we'd pause it and we didn't even finish it by the time we got to our destination, which was like 3 times as long as the podcast was.
Yeah.
That guy can talk. So.
Wow. Yeah. And I feel like you're a sponge with knowledge. Like if he's giving you facts, your brain is like absorb, absorb, absorb.
Oh, he's definitely shifted my perspective on so many different things. Wow. I find it very refreshing.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice.
Like on what kind of stuff? Like stuff to do with space?
Just, I guess, like things that I believe in or things that I thought were just like true just because you just assume things are true.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, well, why is that true? Like, why do you believe that? Huh. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I just thought I should. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, we see so many things come up in media, and like, even today I sent him this article about how, there's this one Google, he doesn't work for Google anymore, but there's this one Google worker that says AI technology has feelings. And I sent it to him like, this is cool. Haha, this will impress him. And he's like, actually, that guy was fired from Google because he made that statement. And also, like, they say that, like, that wasn't based in fact. Like, he, like, goes deeper.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, dang it. Like, I thought, like, all these little fun little tidbits that you see on, like, surface level, he knows deeper. Yeah.
I should have him on the podcast. But he's private on Instagram. Does he like being private? Is he more of a private guy?
Yeah, he's more private. I mean, he thinks it's entertaining and funny, you know, with people following and stuff. But I don't know. He just doesn't really care about it.
Did he watch The Bachelor?
No.
I can't. Yeah, okay.
Mm-mm. I'm like, maybe he wants to.
Really?
He jokes all the time. He's like, we should watch it together. I was like, we should not. We should not watch it
together. I kind of love that he hasn't. And he's not that into social media. Like,
yeah, that's nice. Were you like, I'm going to swear off Bachelor guys after everything?
I had an aversion towards dating someone from The Bachelor. Not that I would like never say never.
Yeah.
But I guess I wasn't seeking that out.
Right.
Yeah.
And neither was I.
Then, you know, just swoops in right in there.
Whoops. Neither was I. But that's, obviously so many people probably tried to creep him after you announced like this relationship.
Kind of fun, you know? It's kind of like, it's nice that I can like celebrate him like privately and our relationship privately, because it can be very intimidating with a lot of different opinions and people wanting to kind of, I don't know, DM or comment things and,
offer their opinion, their two cents.
Yeah, and it's been so much easier than I thought it would be. I think I pumped it up and I thought it was going to be so scary, but it ended up being fine.
Yeah. That's sweet.
I went on a few dates with someone who wasn't on social media. I know. And I was like, you're a serial killer.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, is that a red flag?
It was to me.
Yeah.
I didn't.
What are you trying to hide?
It's like a life resume, social media.
Yeah,
you know?
It is a life resume.
Like, yeah. Shit. And so he ended up saying, he's like, he was into it for a bit and then he just stopped. He's like, it wasn't good for my mental health. Hmm. And so he showed me the reasoning and he's like, I have a Facebook. And he's like, I barely use it. I've had it since I was in high school. And so once I got to know him, I was like, oh, okay. And he was actually very present. He was great.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
I bet.
Like,
oh, no, yeah. He was.
Like, I bet he was.
He wouldn't busy himself with, you know, just like scrolling through random happenings. I get trapped in that sometimes.
Oh, we all do.
Yeah.
And I do think if you aren't doing that on a daily basis, you're probably finding ways to stay present or doing things that make you in the moment instead of scrolling. So then when you're having a conversation, he's probably very present.
Yeah, he was.
Observing the outside, like actually observing things on a walk.
Yeah, you know? Yes.
I try to do that, be more deliberate about that when I go on walks. I'm like, look at the things around you, not the screen in front of you. So
I've actually started leaving my phone at home when I take my dogs on walks.
Love that. Yeah. That's actually a really good practice.
Oh, just be careful. There's a lot of killers out there.
Oh, gosh. You're right, though.
That's true.
Maybe just have like, I don't know, like I'll get you the, what's it called, like life alert or something.
That's actually a good idea.
For an emergency.
Okay. Flares, you know, light up.
Yeah, that's fair.
A little queen going out.
Okay. Well, now that actually, that's a good point. I'm going to bring
careful.
My, well, you know what? Back to scrolling on my walk.
Are they really long walks?
I try to walk 3 miles.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great.
But my neighborhood's quite safe. So it took me a while to watch The Bachelorette after I came off of it. They kind of did you dirty on Paradise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think you'll watch this season of Paradise or are you like, no. I kind of got to be done?
I just don't really have, there's just other things that I'm interested in viewing. But yeah, I think the last season I was on left me with like a bitter taste in my mouth.
No kidding.
And I didn't watch it. So
you didn't?
No, but I heard about it.
Yeah.
I'm sure you heard about it. I prefer not to watch it because then I have something to be mad about. Like this wasn't blah, blah, blah. You know how that goes.
Yes, I
just preferred not to put energy into it.
Yeah.
And it's worked really well for me.
That's great.
So
I was pissed off for you just because I could see the manipulation or the like, you got to do this. And people, you know, view that show not having that lens to look through.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to like stand up for you. And
I appreciate
like,
that.
You know, like it's just so. It's
I don't know what happened, but I'm like.
Well, basically, they just because you know how her and Joe used to be together?
Yeah.
And they put, you guys both went onto the beach knowing that you're going to be there, right?
Yeah, I heard that he was like waiting for me to show up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I know this is going to happen eventually.
Yeah.
Right. Then he had met somebody else and you were very sure about it. I would have been a basket case. But then the producers would like make her walk down. Like, they were doing a proposal and the producers like made her walk down and like talk to him. And so then all the viewers are like, why would she do that? And you're like, I actually didn't have a choice.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I just didn't know.
Yeah. They told you to go do it not knowing. Of course you didn't know. Yeah.
It was like a couple. It was like not very soon before I walked down there. They're like, by the way, there's a platform down there. And I was like, oh, geez. Like,
yeah.
I'm already dressed and ready.
Yeah.
It was unfortunate. But the way I see it is as long as it doesn't affect their relationship in any way.
Yeah.
Then I don't think it's that big of a deal, but.
I thought what was nice is seeing the respect between all of you. Like, no matter what that situation may have looked like, mm-hmm. you could still tell those were three mature people dealing with an awkward situation.
Yeah.
And that Joe had so much respect for you and you had so much respect for him and the situation. Like, I took away a lot of positives from it watching.
And I wanted him to fall in love with somebody. Like, when you end a relationship with someone, you don't want to wish ill will on them. You want them to be happy and to move on. But we didn't end in any sort of awful way.
Right.
Our lifestyles just didn't fit together. Yep. And that's okay. It happens.
Totally.
And so I wanted him to be happy with somebody, knowing that we didn't make sense.
Again,
so,
very mature. I'd be like, I hope you are miserable.
But we had also been broken up for like over a year.
Yeah. That's
so
true.
In my mind, I was just like kind of made my peace with it. I dated multiple people after that.
That's like seeing an old friend at that point.
Yeah, and we were friends. So
if you didn't watch, do you ever read the Reddit articles or go into those deep dives?
I avoid Reddit.
Good.
Like the plague.
Yeah, same.
Really?
Same. Unless somebody screenshot and sent it to me, and I'm like, why would you send me that? That is awful. Like, but otherwise,
specifically about The Bachelor or Bachelorette, you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, they are
Reddit
nasty.
Reddit stuff gets really mean. I think.
Mean.
I think in the beginning, like, before I even knew what Reddit was, I saw some things on it and I was like, nope. Like, U-turn.
Yes. Okay. I've got a little game for you.
Ooh, I love games.
Okay. Well, I've got two. I'm trying to decide which one I want to do. I'm going to do a couple from both.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah,
okay.
Like,
how do you proceed? Here we go. Early into the date that you're on, your date asks you, are you on your period? Because I have a strange talent where I can smell when a girl's on her period. How do you proceed?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I would say guess.
Oh.
And
I love that answer.
If they were right, I'd be very impressed.
Yeah. That's true. I'd be like,
you.
I'd be like,
sensing a mommy little pigeon.
I'd be curious if it was an actual talent. I mean, it makes sense because you release hormones when you have your period.
Yeah.
You know.
That attracts men.
That attracts men. So if I was like feeling extra, you know, if he said, I would hope that he would say I was.
Yeah.
Just because then I'd be like, well, I seem very attractive today. It'd be like a compliment, you know?
Yeah. You're just a little extra froggy. Where did I just hear that? People say, are you feeling froggy today?
I've heard that too.
I just heard it like the other day. Oh, my girlfriend Kat. And I was like, what does that mean? And she's like, I don't really know.
There's a whole meme sensation with like a sad frog.
Yes.
But froggy also, it sounds like, you know, kind of like mischievous.
I thought it was like frisky. Feeling a little froggy.
A little froggy.
Okay. They bring their mom with them to dinner. How do you proceed?
Is this the first date?
Yeah.
I would just go with it.
Yeah.
And have dinner with that person and their mom. But if they didn't tell me ahead of time.
Yeah. You just walk in, the mom's there with them.
I would have fun with it. But I, you know, date two, depending on how I connected with the mom, because I really connect with moms.
Like, there you
I
go.
Love families.
I bet.
You're great.
I can see that. You're at a restaurant and he keeps vaping into your face and asks if you were impressed by the large clouds. How do you proceed?
I would say no. And I'd say date over.
Yeah.
Probably leave. Yeah. I'm not really a big fan of obvious vaping.
Yeah.
You know, like, in your face, like.
People do it at restaurants here.
Yeah.
I don't really understand that.
I couldn't believe it. Last night at dinner, I was like, you just pulled that out of the table.
Like, it doesn't smell bad, but it makes me think that I'm smelling their breath.
Oh.
You know? I'm like, I'm smelling a mixture of chemicals that smell like grape and your breath. It's I don't want to know where your breath goes.
Oh, I didn't think about it. Now that's even worse. Okay, factor crap. Here we go.
Okay.
Low, read a couple off for us.
Okay, factor crap. Peanuts are not nuts.
Aren't they legumes?
Yes. Yeah. She's right.
Oh, wow. Okay. Next one. An octopus has 5 hearts.
They have 3 hearts.
Yeah.
Wow, shit.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Next one is the severed head of a sea slug can grow a whole new body.
A sea slug. I don't know. Sea slug. I don't know if sea slugs can. A lot of ocean animals can. So I'm going to say yes.
You're right.
Okay.
That's right. Goosebumps are an allergic reaction to fear. My glasses aren't on.
Oh, I'll read the next one.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can have an allergic reaction to... I'm going to say no.
You're right. That's crap.
I thought goosebumps were to keep your body warm with, like, the little hair that we have.
That's
like,
what
to
I
make,
thought.
Like, insulation.
Here it says they're meant to ward off predators. Are we talking animals or humans?
With, what, like, an animal's going to be like, oh, no, goosebumps. Like, run. They look bigger. I don't know. It's weird.
Camels have 3 sets of eyelashes.
They have 2 sets of eyelashes. Do they have 3? Oh, no, maybe they do have. I thought they had 2 or 3. Dang it. 2. There's 3?
It's 3.
There's Dang
3.
It.
You knew. You knew deep yeah. down. You knew. Oh, my gosh. That is actually so impressive.
That is.
Because I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I was like, maybe she's just doing a bit on Instagram. Like, you like look up. But you really know facts about all of these. Like,
I don't know how. It feels odd because I don't remember. Like, whenever there's something mentioned about an animal,
yeah,
all of a sudden it's just like someone in my brain has like a filing cabinet and is like, oh, there's a fact about that. And I'm like, ah, yes. It's not like I always have a constant knowledge of it.
That's wild. I wish I had. That. My brain goes like, do-do-do, let's do a fart joke.
Beep-bop-boop-beep-boop.
But there's certain things I'm sure you have some sort of, you know.
Wine.
Yeah, wine.
Knowledge wine. Of wine is very important.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like pink wine.
Pink wine is delicious.
But you can, like, throw out so many facts about wine, I'm sure. What's a fun fact about rosé? Hit it, KB.
It was the first wine created. Did you know that?
Rosé was?
Oh, that's interesting.
You didn't know that?
I would have thought red wine.
No?
About same.
7,000 BC.
Huh. What? Is that what... was Jesus drinking rosé?
That's actually really... That's a good question.
Water yeah. into wine. It was... But it was a rosé. Wow.
They were always pictured red wine.
Of course.
Same. That's what I would have thought. But yeah. I knew this fact, so.
Interesting. Who knew that?
There you go.
Interesting.
Learning something new.
Rosé. You probably knew. Yeah. Elon Gale was on, obviously, around when you. Did he ever tell you horse facts? Did you guys ever talk horse facts?
The first time I met Elon, we were talking about he ate pigeon brain somewhere.
Yes, he did.
What?
Japan.
Yeah.
He traveled to Japan to eat pigeon brain.
Well, squab is the eating term for pigeon. Squab tastes
it's
really
like a,
good.
It's like a delicacy over there.
It is
there.
A delicacy.
Oh,
yeah.
You've had it.
No, I haven't. Oh. I've heard from people say, oh, squab, it's like a really good meat. I do want to eat squab, though.
You
I
do?
Would eat it. Mm-hmm. I've eaten a lot of weird things.
Yeah. What's the weirdest thing you've
eaten? Yeah, what's the weirdest thing?
When I was in Japan, I had chicken heart, like little tiny chicken heart skewers, yakitori.
Oh, wow.
And then I had wasp alcohol, which is like this alcohol that was very, very strong. There was like dead wasps in it.
What?
We didn't drink the wasp. It was just the alcohol. Just,
yeah.
But it
what
was
does
said,
that do?
Well, each district in Japan has like their own alcohol that does certain things. Oh. So this is some sort of sexual, like,
really?
It makes you great in the sack.
Uh-uh. Yeah. And did it?
I'm always great in the sack.
Yeah! Yes,
yes, she
that answer.
Yes, she
I'm done. That was the best response. I just like you a lot. You're just so
it's like when they asked Lauren Conrad, what's your favorite position?
What'd she say?
And that some misogynistic podcaster said that. And she said, my favorite position is CEO.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
Yes, that's good.
That was one of those answers.
That was one of those answers. My favorite. Snaps. I was at first, I was like, CEO. I was like trying to make it like a, like.
Is that like a cartwheel position?
Yeah.
Legs over your head.
I was like, okay, what would the C stand for? Caitlin, you idiot. Oh my gosh. Okay. So what's next? What do you and Mitch talk about? Engagement? Do you guys? I feel like you do.
Yeah, we talk
said,
about all the things.
Didn't you say somewhere that you felt like this is the guy that you're going to marry?
It's so great. Yes. I mean, yeah, we're pretty much, like, for me, I told myself that the next person that I would seriously date would be someone that I'm going that direction with.
Yeah.
And yeah, we talk about babies moving in, all that stuff.
It's exciting. Mm-hmm. I bet you didn't think it was going to happen so fast.
I really didn't.
Yeah.
No, I was in a place where, you know, it was after the show had been filming, airing, I think. Mm-hmm. And it was just kind of like emotionally a jumble. Mm-hmm. And so when I met him, I just felt like I was excited to move forward.
Yeah.
He's just a very solid human. And so I felt safe with him. I felt like very sure.
Yeah.
And that's never happened to me before.
Oh, that's someone I've dated. What a nice feeling.
My mom's like, when you meet the right person, you just go together and you just move forward and you just want to do all the things. And I would always think in my head, well, I don't think I'm that kind of person. Like, I overthink. Mm-hmm. I freak out in relationships. I'm always kind of looking for a little bit of an exit. And Mitch is the first person where I was like, oh, hell yes.
You know? Cool. Oh, that's so nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And obviously he feels the same way about you. I feel like he's probably like, well, I've never met anyone like her, because I feel like you two compliment, from what you've told me and how I know you, you two compliment the shit out of each other.
Yeah. And such a, I never thought I'd have someone as much of a kindred spirit.
Yeah.
You know, like the same form of curiosity.
And
he just challenges me all the time.
Yeah.
And he respectfully tells me I'm wrong all the time. And he's right sometimes. Not all the time.
Not all the time. Of course not.
But it's cool. It's very refreshing. That's and awesome. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. I'm excited for you. Tell people where they can find you.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All the social media things. Mm. All my social media things are It's Kendall Long.
And definitely follow your TikTok, right? That's where you do all
TikTok's where I put all my videos. I occasionally put them on Instagram. I'm trying to be better about putting more on there.
Yeah.
They have that minute limit.
I know.
They just changed it.
They did?
It's now 90 seconds.
Oh, that actually makes me, I'm actually excited about that. Because then I have to like cut my babies, you know?
Yeah.
Cut, like, the things you, like, this little fact. I'm like, but that fact is so cool.
Yeah, it's so important.
So, yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
Okay.
Well, everyone go follow, because it is really, I freaking love it. I freaking love following. I really do. It's just so, like I said, I usually am like, no. That I'm like, what am I going to learn today?
Yeah, there's lots of random knowledge.
Yes, it's great.
I'm Caitlin Bristow. Your session is now ending.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Grape Therapy. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow on your favorite podcast platform. And tune in Thursday for your next session.
All this month, stream the funniest films for free on Pluto TV. Watch comedy classics like Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, and Mean Girls. Or drop in for a Tyler Perry marathon with a Madea family funeral and Madea's witness protection. Pluto TV also has hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows like Get Shorty, Be Cool, Key and Peele, Comedy in Color, and more. And no contracts, no subscriptions, no fees, no joke. So download the Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start laughing today. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.